Let's start before we fuck up our timer. Welcome to the best damn...
You're so fucking bad. Like, not only is the podcast old, but it's bad.
What?
Sorry, go ahead.
What, I'm sorry, did you just call my podcast that ran for nearly 100 episodes bad?
Yeah.
And won several awards, including Blake's favorite podcast? Welcome to the Big Hot Show, Brooklyn, episode 7. The final episode. My name is Blake Buck, and co-hosting me this week, we've got...
Ken.
And Matt.
Ken and Matt.
Oh my god.
Ken and Matt.
It's like all these just start so horribly, and they just go downhill. Now the phone's ringing. Good.
Yeah. Yellow. I'm sorry, you have the wrong number.
Podcast gold right here, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. Let's try this again.
That's a first.
I was actually asking for
Why would you leave the phone in here? What's it ringing?
Yeah.
Just in case it can interrupt us again.
The phone ringing on the other side of the room is very annoying. Let's bring it as close to the microphone as possible.
I honestly thought we were starting over. That's why.
We're not starting over. It's a thing now.
Okay.
I think this is our best episode yet, honestly.
Welcome to the show. Got to give you guys some updates. First of all, BigHotSlow.com now open for business. I haven't set it up yet, but by the time the show is posted, it will be up.
It will be up.
And I'm because we bought it last week.
Why even inform people that, you know,
that's true? They should just know.
They will know by the time it's posted.
Also, BigHotShow.com/Harvard has received upgrade.
By the time you listen to an episode of Big Hot Slow, you'll be dead.
I cannot wait. I think I'm just going to post MP3s because it seems like if I put it on SoundCloud, it's going to eat up like all of our storage. Anyway, that's it. What did you guys do this weekend?
What'd you do this weekend?
Ken, why don't you go first?
I don't see why this old woman's voice has become a thing.
What'd you do this weekend?
I don't know. I just always picture like an old Jewish lady asking us about her weekends.
Why does she have to be Jewish?
Now it's about Jews, huh?
It's not about Jews.
I'm mad about Jews.
I'm mad about juice, baby.
I'm mad about juice.
All right, Matt, what's up?
Well, I
take us off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't do anything this past weekend. I just sat in my underwear and played Tomba on PlayStation 3. But the weekend before that, I had quite an adventure.
What was your adventure?
I went to the Mermaid Parade in Coney Island.
Oh shit! Ooh,
Have you guys heard of this?
Yeah. I have heard of it. I've been to a couple of
Now, this is, from my knowledge, this is a gay pride affiliated parade. It's not just about mermaids.
No.
I feel like it's a bit of a misnomer. It should be mermaids, colon, gay mermaids.
There were mermaids and they did have colons. But you couldn't see them under the scales. It was a gay friendly event, but it's not necessarily gay pride.
Yeah, I don't see why if you just
event.
Like mermaids that you should have to. I feel like they're lumping in mermaid lovers with homosexuals, which is not necessarily the case.
I think you're the only one who's lumping them.
Yeah.
Cuz I was not thinking of gay pride.
No,
and
it's not.
Matt was not thinking of gay pride.
Another friend of mine went to it and all the pictures that this friend took was all like gay pride photos.
Then maybe your friend is gay.
Yeah, could be.
Cuz there was plenty of scantily clad women there.
Damn it.
Your friend was taking the wrong pictures. All of the naked people at this party were female. There was a few men in loincloths.
I was about to say, I would have been fucking naked. What? Come on. That's what you do at the beach, right? If everybody's like, it's a drunk party thing, right?
No.
You guys have never gotten naked in public.
Nope.
No. Oh, well, my God. I'm sorry. Did the Catholic Church call? Oh, looks actually, like commandment number two. Don't actually, have a good time.
Every time I think about getting naked in public, the Catholic Church calls and ruins my fun.
I mean, that's what the
Yes, hello, Pope. Oh, sorry. I'm buttoning my pants again right now.
That's what this phone call was.
Yeah, that was the Pope.
That's why I said the wrong
Sorry.
Number.
Sorry. Three hail popes.
But I got to tell you guys about something. I've seen this guy before, okay? There was a guy there, and I saw him at this warehouse party once. Mm-hmm. He gets down under the bar, like under the bar where people like stand,
mm-hmm.
like where you go to order your drinks, and he puts a like floor mat over him, and he puts a sign up that says, "Please step on me."
Oh,
and
yeah.
he gets off on people stepping on him.
Yeah, it's like a sexual fetish.
Yeah, I think I heard about this somewhere. This is like a real thing.
He was, I don't know if it was the same guy as I saw before, but one of those guys was there.
Is it like a floor mat? Is it like a rug? It's like a
it's like a heavy rug.
So what does it look like to you? Do you just see a lump under a rug?
Like, it's just like a big lump under a rug and then a sign that says, please step on me. So and like, then if you look closely, you can see like a pair of eyes. Like,
oh, so he's got eyes cut out? Like
yeah.
So wait, so he's lump? He's lump.
He's lump. He's lump.
Now, okay, he's now, this is, I mean, not to knock this guy's time, but this does sound sexual in nature.
Oh, yeah, it probably is.
So, I mean, does he have, like, I mean, are you stepping on this guy?
And it's I fucking stepped on him like as hard as I could.
So, Matt was assisting in getting a dude off.
Yeah, okay, maybe it was kind of gay.
Did you step on him?
Oh, yeah.
So, like, what, like, I just... Because I've heard of this. This is like a thing. These like rug people.
Yeah, right? Rug people.
Because this is not the first time I've heard of this.
This is what they based the show Rugrats about. They accidentally showed a children's cartoon and they just went with it.
So all those carpet salesmen are just rug people.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I mean, I wish we could talk to someone who is one of these rug people, but where does the eroticism come from? Just the pressure on your body?
Yeah, they just like... Pressure, I guess.
It seems like if pressure was on my groin, maybe that would be exciting, but it seems like the odds of finding me under the rug.
I think stepping on his stomach.
Surprisingly.
You thought that was his stomach.
I hope. I can only hope.
His iPod was devoid of any Queen songs related to pressure.
Very nice.
So,
but
that seems a little, I guess there's nothing wrong with that if that's your thing, but at the same time, it is deviant, right? Mm-hmm. Like maybe that would make some people uncomfortable. Because we're assuming this guy's got just rock hard erection under.
Oh,
or lady. Could have been lady. No,
it was a guy.
It was definitely.
How do you know?
Because I got drunk and one of my friends went and started talking to him.
And what did he say? How did you talk to him if he's under the rug?
He sat down next to him and just started talking to the eye holes.
So did you hear what he said? Like what?
No, I started walking away.
I gotta go to these parties on the weekend. God damn, I'm just fucking like passed out, like hungover from Friday night.
I didn't even know I was gonna go to this. My friend just texted me. He's like, "You want to go to the mermaid parade tomorrow?" I was like, "Okay," and that was it. I was at this party until 5:30 in the morning when the cops came and shut it down.
Nice.
And how do you shut down a semi-gay mermaid parade party?
You flip the switch.
Oh yeah, you stand on the man under the rug and yell everyone out.
Except this guy.
Except you. You're coming with us. The cops just came around. There was like five different DJs and they just went out and said like, "Hey, shut the music off. Or we'll shoot."
Wow, this sounds like five DJs. This place sounds pretty.
Yeah, it was.
This wasn't on the beach. This was in a vineyard.
It was on a marina, and then there was like docks, and then all these boats, and there was like smaller parties on boats that you could go to.
I feel like this is what we should be doing every weekend. We need to go to one of these fucking weird ass things.
We can, and then we'll all three, if you want to.
Yeah, I seriously this weekend. Let's go to something fucking weird, and then instead of being like, "Oh yeah, I played Max Payne all weekend," we'll have something interesting to divulge.
I stepped on a guy under a rug again.
Right, I could have had that story instead of an achievement.
There was also these like golf carts and they had like bug shells on them, like big like ladybug shells, and they changed colors and there was just keys in all of them and you could just hop in and drive them wherever you wanted. And like people would just hop on and off and you would just like make friends just driving around.
Amazing.
I would just like if I needed to go get a drink, I'd find one and just hop on and say, "Hey, take me to the bar." Yeah, it was honestly one of the best best parties I've ever been to.
Watch probably the rug. Oh wait.
Yeah, we used him as a ramp. We did jumps.
This thing about the rug is so weird because I was in a short story writing class and somebody had this whole thing about like wanting to be under a rug.
It was
and
I thought probably that guy.
I thought they just made it up, but you've told me this, it's a thing.
I'm gonna see this topic. Can we just sweep this one under the rug?
I want to hear from somebody. I mean, if you are or know someone who has this fetish or know anything about it, let us know.
I'm gonna
845 cut.
No, I'm seriously. I'm gonna contact some people at the party and see if they know the guy that was under the rug.
Dude,
I want to interview him on the podcast.
I want to talk to rug guy.
Bring him in.
Yeah.
All right, Ken. What about you? What you got for this weekend?
Man, my weekend sucks compared to yours.
Yeah, I know. You can't follow
up. Sorry, guys.
I went to Chicago.
I didn't want to go first.
I went to Chicago. That's it. Like, I just did Chicago things. It was my first time there. So.
Now, people, I've got a lot of friends who are like, "Oh, Chicago. That's where you want it." New York is like the grody, nasty version of Chicago. It's really nice.
No, Chicago's more like the clean, spread out version of New York City.
That sounds amazing.
I don't want it to be spread out. I like being able to, like... walk everywhere.
Yeah, that's the problem with Chicago. You can't really walk anywhere except the immediate vicinity. Everything is like very, very separated by neighborhood.
So what were you doing in Chicago?
Well, my girlfriend's sister lives there. So okay. We were going for a visit. It was my first time there. So we did very touristy things, you know, visited the Bean.
The Sears Tower?
Wait, what's
Willis
the
Tower?
Wait, wait, oh, what's the right. Bean?
The Bean is this giant
bean.
Yes, it's a bean.
Oh my god!
Oh, somebody show me this. It's like
it's
this
a giant sculpture, metal.
Like,
a mirror.
Like yeah, yeah, it's like this. It looks like a piece of like a demo scene from 1994.
Yes,
only
yes,
in like, real
there's
life.
Like a, there's like a checkered floor underneath it, swirling around.
It says, "Brought to you by Dark Lurker 78."
There's a canyon that MID is playing.
All right, we've got a new expo for New York City. Yeah. Just demo scene brought to life. 90s demo scene brought to life.
You guys want
to
see Blake Buck do some work? Check out bighotshow.com/bean.
No! Don't do it!
Yes, do it!
bighotshow.com/bean.
We're going to set that up now, Blake. And by we, I mean you.
It's going to be all like 3D.
Yeah, I like how you were going to set up Harvard and then I just set it up. Nice fucking work, asshole.
I want to see the best 3D model demos on yeah. bighotshow.com.
All I have to do is make a folder and then just throw a file in it and then it plays. So
yeah, that's awesome.
It's no work. I'll find a terrible demo scene to
we need
to
canyon.mid on there too.
Canyon.mid.
But Ken, how was the pizza compared to New York pizza?
Okay, their pizza is deep dish, which mm-hmm. is...
fucking delicious.
It's good. It was really good. I like it. Wasn't like I'm not gonna sit here and be like, oh, New York's better. It's just two different styles of pizza.
I think deep dish is fucking better.
I've had pizza deep dish.
It's because yeah. that's it's what great. You want. It, toppings are what you want in a pizza, well, right?
Basically, what like the difference between a regular pizza and a deep dish is that a deep dish is basically they take the you know the pizza dough, mm-hmm. make it into like a pie form.
Yeah,
they put
like
a
thicker.
Shitload of cheese in the bottom. And then yeah. they put another layer of dough, and then they put your toppings on top of that. So yeah, it's like so it's like a sauce pie.
It's like a double pizza.
Yeah,
how could you pizza. Not like that more than
yeah.
regular pizza?
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's really really good. And yeah.
except you have to live in Chicago to eat it.
Yeah, that's the problem.
The worst.
I'm sure there's a Chicago style pizza place in New York.
Chicago's not that bad. I mean, yeah, it's called Pizza Uno. But yeah, Chicago is really not that bad. I mean, I would live there if I had to, but obviously my preference is New York. But it's love it. It's fun. I mean,
it's so much cheaper. I have a friend who's trying
Jesus
to convince
Christ,
me.
The rent there, holy
shit.
Oh
my God. I mean, it's, I don't want to say it's half, but it's almost
it's half. No,
of
it's
what
half.
It is.
It's straight up half. No kidding.
Oh my God.
It's half price.
Which gets me because, like, where I used to live in the boonies in Mississippi is about what it costs to live in Chicago.
Yeah.
Just about. Yeah. I don't know why the fuck anyone would ever live in the boonies.
It's fucking ridiculous.
When you can live in Chicago for more or less the same amount.
Some people like to live in the boonies.
I guess.
I call those people idiots.
Some people like to live in the Goonies. They like to relive their old childhood fantasies. I mean, I see that you haven't left the fantasy chunk.
I want to be the kid with the
heard
teeth.
I heard that Chunk, that the actor who played Chunk.
Yeah.
I don't know where I read this, but he went to run for class president of his high school.
Yeah.
And then so they were like having a debate, and he got on stage, and all he did was just do the truffle shuffle, and won by landslide.
Victory.
That's all you need. You're set for fucking life. I would just go to the bar and do the truffle shuffle.
Did you hear that, Obama? Come on, take notes. You got a big battle coming up in November.
Yeah.
No, he
I
doesn't.
Can't wait for the truffle shuffle showdown at the at the next debate. Yeah,
can you imagine Mitt Romney's truffle shuffle?
Yeah, okay, here's what happens.
It's just going to be a cloud of dust coming out of his stomach.
No, he's just going to eat truffles.
He's just sitting there with like, yes, it's a fine glass of wine. He's just like eating truffles. Music playing.
Because I don't like the show to get so political, but man, does anybody like Mitt Romney? I mean, come on.
Yeah. Like,
really? Anybody?
Anybody who doesn't like Obama automatically likes Mitt Romney.
Yeah, maybe Obama, you don't like everything he's done. Sorry, but come on, this guy.
Yeah.
This guy yikes.
Crazy.
My weekend.
Your gentlemen. Weekend. Blake Buck. Wait.
Yes?
What'd you do this weekend?
Last weekend, I spent all last week and last weekend moving into my new place, which was a nightmare.
Wait,
oh my God.
Hold on. Where did you move, Blake? Where did you?
I ended up moving in with my girlfriend because...
Oh, no.
Because, not to get too specific, but the two gentlemen I was planning on moving in with, turns out they are a little unreliable. I picked on that when it came like, oh, so look, guys, let's... You know, now's the time we're going to do this. And they're like, oh, let's wait around. Nope. Not going to have that as a roommate for 2 years.
Buck.
Nope.
I told you.
It's better to learn. It's better to learn now, though, than be a roommate with somebody who you find out down the road, oh, you're not gonna pay rent.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, having a flaky roommate just sucks.
Right. So
it's so flaky,
buddy. Even though we talked about this,
living with like croissants as roommates.
We talked about how living with the girlfriend is not ideal, I think, for any relationship.
No, I'm living with my girlfriend.
Unless you, I guess you're married. Maybe I feel like that's ideal if you're married. But
I'm living with my girlfriend.
It seems like that's the next step, right?
Blake, I'm living with my girlfriend.
Well, that's my point. I was like, oh, I don't know about this, and then she was like, oh, it would be $589 to live here.
Yeah,
fucking sold. Oh my god.
Listen, if your girlfriend charges you rent, you need to find a new girlfriend.
I think in New York especially, there's a lot more, you're more likely to move in with your significant other just to save on rent.
Like, yeah. Oh my God.
Doesn't even have to be a relationship.
Because to go from a three bedroom place and then four people live there, insanely cheap.
Yeah.
All the places, I got this $589. All the other places I was looking was like, you know, $700, $800.
Yep.
I'm saving that every month. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'll deal with potential awkwardness down the road. Just put those on the back. But man.
Yeah, now you have money to deal with your problems.
I'll just drink them away with this extra money.
Just sweep that problem under the rug.
Well, no, and again, it's not like I anticipate problems.
I'm under here.
It's not like I anticipate problems.
I'm going to make that joke about another four or five times in this podcast.
At the same time, I feel like, you know, it's anyway, let's move on.
Yeah.
Moving is the worst.
No, you're right. I've done this 3 times in 1 year. I've moved 3 times.
Holy crap.
Okay, now, when you moved, did you have a bunch of stuff?
Yes.
Now, did you hire movers?
Only the second time.
You didn't? Okay, because what I learned is, oh my God, I should have just hired movers. Why am I so fucking stupid and thought I could do myself for cheaper?
I mean, if you like lifting and sweating and doing things yourself, go ahead.
Right, because like I was like, oh, if I got these bags that I moved here with that are like big airport bags. And I was like, I could just fill those up 2 or 3 times and move everything.
If you love banging your knees and just like getting
hurt. I love banging.
Just getting hurt. Well,
how long was that?
Just getting hurt in the weirdest possible places.
Also, you get on the subway, you got these 2 giant bags.
Wait, hold on. What? You moved using the subway?
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
No, like, wait, really? Are you serious?
How did you get all your shit to your new apartment on the subway?
Because that's all I fucking... Look, I'm trying to save money, motherfuckers. I don't know who you are. Thrifty business throwing money at...
Did you have any furniture?
No, I don't have any furniture.
Oh, okay.
I left all my furniture there. But
for who?
I gave some to the new tenants. I gave some to people in the building, and the rest I put on the street.
Oh, okay. Well,
there's some Craigslist people. Yeah, it's not that hard.
Craigslist people.
You put things on. Oh, we'll get to your Craigslist person in a minute.
Yeah. Oh,
but after I did all this moving, and it took me hours, and I eventually started taking cabs because it was so much work.
Yeah.
So you moved on the subway to save money, then you started taking cabs.
Well, when I had 2 bags...
Did you hear of, like, Zipcar?
Yeah, Zipcar, you dummy.
Well,
you could have paid, like...
You pay for a yearly membership to Zipcar, do you not?
Yeah, it's $60.
I did not know it was $60. Yeah. I just heard yearly membership and was like, no thanks.
You could have asked me or Ken, then.
Yeah,
we could have
borrowed us.
Yeah. Okay, but you guys aren't my friends?
We split the
Zipcar. I am your friend, Blake. You just never want to hang out with me.
Ooh, he thinks we're friends, Ken.
That's a little weird.
Jeez, that's awkward. But I mean, I don't know. I don't want to like bother somebody and be like, oh, hey, move all my shit for me.
No, it's usually you cooperatively move your shit.
Yeah,
Matt moved something for me once.
Point being, it was a huge amount of work, and I could have just gotten the same thing for probably less than $200
with
movers.
Best thing, Chinatown movers, $200. You get 2 dudes in a van.
No, nice. The best thing is con all your coworkers into moving all your stuff for you.
Yeah.
2 times I moved, I didn't have to lift a thing because I got all the coworkers here to help me.
Yeah, you can con your coworkers to do it. You can also con them into painting your house. You throw a painting party.
Yeah.
That's it.
I will never help Sawyer you guys do anything ever. I'm going to Craigslist to find painters.
They're called painting parties. Never heard of them?
Oh my God, no. I would never go to such a thing.
I would.
What you do is you basically like... get all your furniture, like, you know, prepare the room for painting, except drunk painting. So it's going to, a little extra steps there, like, you know, plastic over everything. And
yeah,
including the walls you're painting.
And you have, like, the paint buckets, you have all the equipment ready, you get a bunch
of... I've heard of this, but I've never
been
to one.
Get a bunch of booze, invite your friends over, and everyone picks, like, a wall and starts painting, there's music, and you get paint everywhere.
This just sounds like a rave.
You could turn it into a rave.
Well, I gotta tell you guys about this other party I went to, the other rave.
We put all these tarps over this guy. And
we just painted the shit out of him.
But you had a Craigslist experience not long ago. Right,
yeah,
Matt?
It was about it was less than 24 hours ago.
Uh-oh.
Tell us the story, bro.
So I had this thing called a Fitbit. It's a little like
it's a Fitbit.
It's my Fitbit, mate. It's a little pedometer, and basically, you know, checks how far you walk and like all your activity and stuff.
The pedometer.
Yeah, it shows you where all the pedophiles are. And I went very close to Kent's house and it started beeping. And then I just realized it was me backing close. Up. but I'm sorry. So it tracks your like activity, you know, it's supposed to help you get fit. So I just bought one of these from someone. It cost me $65. You know, not too much, but you know,
decent. A pedometer costs you $65?
Yeah, because it's like high tech as shit. It does a lot of stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Fancy pedometer.
It's really fancy. And so I put it on and I walked to the grocery store and then I'm like, well, I got all these groceries. I'm gonna take the train back. And that was the last time I saw my pedometer because I guess I dropped it probably on the train or...
What if somebody took it and all of a sudden like your stats you start updating again?
Wait. Yeah, I got to...
I
dropped it on the train.
There's no way you'll...
Did you have I know.
You dropped it on the street, maybe.
I walked back like on... Because my apartment is like a block away from the train. So I traced my steps back. I looked all over and I couldn't find it. So
yeah,
I assumed I dropped it on the train. So I went home. And I posted a Craigslist ad.
Uh-oh.
And so I said, hey.
I'm a man seeking yeah. woman.
So I said, hey, yeah. Does anybody want to be stepped on? I have some experience. You know?
I used to have a pedometer.
It must be feet. Just to interject, it must be feet oriented, right? I feel like if they were like.
It's probably feet oriented.
If you were to like lay on them, they wouldn't. They'd be like, oh, get the fuck out.
Feet only.
No. I remember there was a girl laying on him at one point.
But you don't know if he enjoyed it or not.
Yeah, that's true.
I would enjoy a girl laying on me.
It seems like it's because I know feet fetish.
Under
that's a bunch
of rugs.
Maybe not rugs.
She was on top of the rugs and he was under the rugs.
Oh, that's so fucking creepy. If it is feet oriented, then he like peers out at the feet through the eye holes. Yeah. Ow!
Probably. He's probably like trying to lick him under the rug. Like,
for the record, he just flipped his tongue back and forth.
Yeah. But so anyway.
Craigslist.
I posted an ad on Craigslist. I was like, hey, I lost this thing. Here's a picture. Here's where I lost it. If you see it, you know, want to return it to me, here's my phone number and here's my email address.
Right.
So about an hour later, I get a phone call and I'm like, oh, maybe someone found it.
A good Samaritan.
A good Samaritan. And so I pick it up and this guy answers and he's like, hey, man, I found your Fitblit thing. I was like, oh, cool. Thanks. I really appreciate it. He's like, do you smoke weed? I'm like, no. He's like, does anybody in your family smoke weed? I'm like, no. And I just hung up.
Fantastic story. I want to know where that would, like, what do you think he would have said? What would have been the third question, right?
Do you want to buy some weed?
I think that was where it was going to. I think if you put your number anywhere on Craigslist, you're going to be solicited for drugs.
But I looked. Maybe, hold on.
I feel like that's what cops do to catch people. They just search Craigslist
I have this app on my phone, and it lets you search phone numbers and like leave comments about like telemarketers I called. Uh-huh. So I searched his phone number, and it was just like, there's like 17 entries, all like people saying, yeah, this dude called me for my Craigslist ad, and he just asked me if I wanted to buy weed. That's an interesting business model that guy has.
Yeah, and so trusting. How have the cops not found this guy?
Your neighborhood dope pusher.
Well, I don't think the cops post on Craigslist too much.
Maybe
they probably do. But, yeah,
that's true.
Cover stuff.
No.
What's the average?
I would know. I'm both a cop and a freaking Craigslist poster. Not at the same time.
Well, if it's a cop just looking for some furniture or something.
I was trying to think of what it is. It's ATF, right? Something I was thinking it was a DTF. Drugs, tobacco, firearms. Wait a minute, that's not...
Alcohol, like, tobacco, firearms.
Like, DTF is down to fuck.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I got it mixed up in my brain. Not good.
So if you try to sell a piece of furniture to a cop on Craigslist, are you like paranoid? And you're like, you got to tell me if you're a cop. You know?
Oh, man. All right. Well... I've never really been that much on Craigslist. I've never really done that much. As I was going to say is I have a bag. In fact.
Oh, cool.
The bag's over there, but it's a bag. And one time, this little keychain thing fell out of my bag in a cab, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this keychain thing just happened to have all my licenses to audio software that I use.
Oh, Jesus.
Whoops. So now I can't use that audio software. And it's like, what am I, if I went on Craigslist, I know I would never find it. You know, it's just gone forever. Right. I wish there was a way to get it back, but I know there's not.
My experiences on Craigslist are limited to only like buying things usually. And I did sell one thing. I sold an air conditioner and that, no trouble there. But buying things on Craigslist is really tough because they always choose to put the object about 40 feet away from the camera. Use the shittiest webcam they could find. Like this is like
they go into like MS Paint and save it as a JPEG and then open it up again, make it smaller, save it as a BMP, then open it up again, make it larger, save it as a PNG. and then throw their computer out a window, draw the item on a piece of paper, go to the library and scan it in.
Are you done?
Yeah.
Well, they might be a good artist, though. What if they draw it in and it looks great?
You know what? I wish I was one of those, you know when they do composite sketches of criminals and stuff, and you'll see them in the subway sometimes. It's like, oh, have you seen this man? I'm like, yeah. That's got to be a pretty rewarding skill to have, right?
Yeah.
I mean, because somebody talks to you and they're like, oh, he had kind of eyes like this and a nose like that, and they turn around and they're like, yeah, that's the guy. That's a pretty... Like, I feel like, you know, you draw a painting, who likes it? But you get immediate feedback there.
Plus, you have job security because even if like you lose your job at the police department, you could always become like a character artist on the street.
You know, everybody, fuck whatever job you have now. We're all becoming sketch artists. For police stations.
This is what would happen. Yeah. Matt, okay, let's pretend I'm the sketch guy.
Okay.
The sketch artist? I don't know.
Sketch guy. That's the technical sketch term.
Guy. You're describing the criminal. So, like,
okay.
He's just going to draw boobs.
He has blue eyes. Okay. And then boobs for teeth.
Okay.
And, boobs for hair also. Oh, and his nose, just regular nose. It's not a boob.
Okay, all right. Non-boob nose, got it.
Did he look anything like this?
Oh my god, yes. Oh my god, the gaping hole is...
It's finally filled.
Speaking of, to let
the listeners know, I just showed Matt a picture of Goatsy.
Did you want to talk about goatees? Is that what it's like?
Goatees?
Weren't you talking about goatees earlier?
No, I said Goatsy.
Oh, God. All right, well, talk about nightmare things on the internet.
I want to talk about Goatsy.
Goatees.
Yeah. Talking about nightmare things on the internet.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about, because we were talking about this last week a little bit, going on the internet when I was like some of my first experiences chatting on the internet. Oh, Do you guys ever go into chat rooms when you were like in sixth,
if you were,
fifth, yeah, whatever grade?
If you were of like the, you know, like age of like 10-ish or more and you lived in the 90s, you were probably
If you were a teenager in the 90s, you experimented with chat rooms.
No doubt.
I remember my friend used to have AOL. This is like back when we were in like fifth, sixth grade. And so I went over to his house and he let me like chat while he went to go do something. Mm-hmm. And I was in the PlayStation chat room and they were all like, let's all go raid the N64 chat room. I was like, yes, this is a great idea. So we went in there and one of the N64 people said, you know, press Alt F4 if you love the PlayStation. I was like, fuck yeah, I love the PlayStation. Alt F4. And then it said goodbye. And I was like, oh crap,
man.
What did I do?
Fucking got me.
I was so scared.
It's just goodbye. Computer just like just collapses.
It just melted. I'm like just looking around.
When I was a kid, I got on Dreamcast chat. Like the Dreamcast game console could plug into a telephone modem. And I would get on the official, like, this was like, you plug in your Dreamcast, this was their, like, official forums, and I would, like, chat with people. I remember one guy, he typed in all caps, and I thought that was so cool. He's like, man, that guy, he's hardcore.
Why are we all talking about game consoles?
Because that's what you do in the late 90s when you can't have sex with girls, all right? Because you don't have those social skills yet.
I mean, I was going to say I was in the Nintendo 64 chat rooms.
Maybe you were the guy that told me to press Alt+F4 by the PlayStation.
I might have been. That's an old joke. That's an oldie.
But what was your Nintendo 64 chat room like?
I really don't remember much from it. Just Nintendo 64 talking and Zelda?
Yeah, I didn't spend a whole lot of time in chat rooms, but I remember once I was at my grandmother's house. And, you know, I don't know if you know this, but I guess when you sign into AOL back in the day, it also signed you in into the Instant Messenger.
Yeah.
And people, like you could just message anyone who was online.
Pretty much, yeah.
I didn't know this existed. I was probably also like 8, 9 years old at the time. And also my, well, I shouldn't say her name, but my grandma, she goes by, my grandmother goes by.
She goes by the handle?
Her name and then the word mama after it. So, so let's say it was Sandra. It's not Sandra, but it was like Sandra Mama was her name. So I think you can feel where this is going.
Oh, boy.
So I get a text at 8 years old of somebody going, "Hey, you looking for sex?"
And you said, "Well,
eight,
yeah."
8-year-old Blake doesn't even know what sex is, so I don't know how to write. And I was like, "What's up, man?" Oh, anyway, I don't remember how the interaction exactly, but I remember he was like, "I was like, so where do you live?" And he was like, "Oh, I live because I lived in Jackson, Mississippi." And he was like, "I live in Jackson." I was like, "Nuh-uh, what's the weather like?" And he was like, "Oh, it's raining." I'm like, "Oh, it's a real person." But then they're like, "Anyway, so you down for sex or what?" Like, question mark. And I wonder, like, I wish I could go back in time and, like,
no, you know, you, like, you probably didn't go back in time because that was probably Blake in the future.
I just, hey, teacher Blake was talking to a child.
Here's what happened. Blake, sometime in the near future, you're gonna be in like some sort of secret lab and find a chat room that could go back to time to anyone, anytime. And you're gonna be like, I have to warn my younger self that I'm gonna turn out to be this terrible person. And before you can even do that, you're just like, "Oh, maybe I could fuck with him instead."
But I feel like I was...
You're probably like trying to warn him, but he's just coming out on the other side. "You wanna have sex?"
I just... But it literally, someone tried to have sex with me at 8 years old. And what if my grandmother alone. Was just doing that all the time though, right? What if she's just hitting up strangers for sex on chat, like, "Oh, this bitch, she's down."
What if your grandmother just went to the room to sign on to her alternate screen?
Yeah, this is a test.
I don't know, I'm pretty sure she was taping Quantum Leap right next to me.
Your grandma sounds awesome.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But yeah, I was confused by the IM feature on AOL as well. Because I remember like in the PlayStation chat, people would be like, "Hey, if you like Crash Bandicoot, IM me." But I didn't realize like it was IM. I thought they were like, "I'm me." So I'm like, so I would always type like, "I'm me too. Who else would you be?"
You thought I got metaphysical for a second.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
If you like Crash Bandicoot, I'm me. Yeah.
If you don't like Crash Bandicoot, I'm not me.
What? But I used to go on like Pokemon chat rooms too.
Oh man.
It was really, really weird.
Mm. I remember one of the first websites I ever went to was like the Pokemon website. I thought it was so fucking cool. And I made a website
Pokemon.com.
on like GeoCities that was like, oh, my own, because they had like a fan kit. You guys remember that shit?
Yes.
When they'd have like
fan kits. Yeah.
Oh, and I made it my own, like, Pokemon. And I was like, whoa, I got the fucking background attire like on the real thing.
No, yeah, I had my own Pokemon site too.
One time I got a fan kit for a game and it was just an electric fan.
It's shocking that all of us experimented with video game fan kits as teenagers and none of us are good at sex.
Speak for yourself.
No, he's right.
Speaking of sex.
What were we talking about?
Actually, no. Speaking of the internet. No,
speaking of dirty perverts.
Can we talk about an event that happened in the glorious state of New Jersey over the weekend?
Oh, yes. What's go ahead. Yes. What happened? Somebody die?
No.
Oh.
Well, probably. But, did you guys ever hear of bronies?
Unfortunately, yes.
Now, okay. I've heard of this like in the fringe of the internet. What is a brony? Explain it to me.
They're not so much. I mean, they're fringe in terms of the world population.
Fringe in terms of, well, I was going to say my grandmother. Who knows what she does, but average mom and pop are not going to run across bronies.
But it's going to be like furries in like a few years where they're going to have like a CSI episode about bronies probably.
What is a brony?
A brony is a usually male fan of the show My Little Pony.
Yes. My Little Pony. Okay, now, I mean,
I don't know. That's
a
very broad
definition. A horse is a masculine animal, I feel like. I feel like that's not as humiliating as,
a horse
like,
is a feminine animal.
Okay, well, maybe on the show, but, like, a horse...
No,
dude,
not on the show.
What's a female horse called? Just a horse?
A mare.
No.
Really?
No.
I don't know anything about horses.
Okay. Unless it involves e-books.
Let's just throw science out the window. None of us
you
know science.
If you know what a female horse is called, call
1-845-A-CUT-JEW.
But okay, so there are people online who are men who enjoy My Little Pony.
Correct. Like adult men. Yeah. A show for
I heard that Gabe Newell is a fan.
Gabe Newell looks like he would be a fan of My Little Pony.
Gabe Newell will be a name it, he's a fan, probably.
Twinkies, he's fan. A big fan.
So, Star Trek, fan. Star Trek, fan.
Bronies are, and it's a little embarrassing, right, to be into something so girly, it's decidedly, with sparkles and rainbows. No.
It's not that it's embarrassing to be into something that's girly. The problem with bronies is they turn it into like their own little thing, like it's theirs, but it's really a show for children. And
how do they make it theirs? What does that
like
mean?
Like they like try to take ownership of it. Like
what does that mean when you say that?
They think it's like their little private thing that nobody else knows about.
You could say that of anything. Baseball. Like, what are you talking about?
They try to act like if you don't watch it, like you're not like some sort of enlightened person.
Oh, so there's like a deeper metaphysical meaning to My Little Pony.
They think it's like this deeper like thing. They think it's like some sort of like I don't know.
Well, magic.
Magic, yeah. Like philosophizing, like super deep.
Well, again, I've never watched it. I've never watched an episode. Perhaps the writer of My Little Pony has had some, maybe they do write it a little night.
The cartoonist who makes the show makes like a bunch of other cartoons.
She made like the Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah, she made the Powerpuff Girls. And yeah. She made like other ones too. Like
So why is it, okay, so now we know, why is it a big thing on the internet? Bronies.
I don't know. It's like the same reason Doctor Who is popular.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
But the thing is like
I thought that was popular because it was a good show.
Oh, I hate it.
Most people don't.
I tried watching it. I fucking hate it.
The thing is about the difference between Doctor Who and My Little Pony is that Doctor Who fans don't start a project where they draw penises and anuses and tits onto
actually
wait a minute. You tell me there's like My Little Pony porn. My Little Pony porn.
I mean yes, there's My Little Pony porn. That's one
My
thing.
Little Pony.
But this is something slightly different. There's a fan project to go through on the actual children's cartoon, not alter anything except they add buttholes, penises, and tits to the cartoon to make it quote unquote more realistic and quote it's not sexual. This is
fucked up. I will admit this is fucked up. But at the same time, again, I don't want to always play devil's advocate here.
Does a children's cartoon need to have buttholes and vaginas and penises on them just because they're animals?
Okay, well,
like why?
Well, first of all, I feel like it's sort of a. I feel like our culture. But when I say our culture, I say like people who grew up in the 90s, in the maybe late 80s. Mm-hmm. I feel like anthropomorphic animals that look like humans, played a big part of our. You saw that a lot in cartoons.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you've ever seen.
Have you ever seen Space Jam and that fucking bunny with the tits, whatever her fucking the female Bugs Bunny,
Michael Jordan.
this is a thing we all grew up with. So Blake, I can understand when people I can understand Blake. Furries. Not that I want I want to have sex with fucking animals, but I can get where that comes from.
Blake.
I cannot wait to Blake. Clip that out. What is play that out of context?
Blake.
I cannot wait to have sex with animals.
Blake.
Yes, Ken.
Space Jam is from what franchise?
Warner Brothers?
Yeah, and what's the like
Looney Tunes?
Yeah, and when did that start?
Well, okay, they didn't have female anthropomorphic. Like also
you've never saw female Looney Tunes.
Have you ever seen the movie what's that movie Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah.
Have you seen the like amount of sexual
that's not a children's movie.
If you watch that as an adult, is a lot of sexual content in that movie. I watched it as a kid.
Well, you weren't.
That makes it a children's movie.
It wasn't a children's movie.
It's not a children's movie.
My point being is that there was this culture of cartoon and animals sexualized, and now it's a thing. Like, and I feel like
what is that comic Felix the Cat? I think that's like incredibly
I'm
dirty.
Rock hard
not Felix the Cat. It was I know what you're talking about.
Oh,
Fritz the Cat.
Oh, I thought you were talking about that show Duckman. You guys remember that had like
I remember
Duckman. Fritz the Cat was from like the 60s or 70s.
It was from the 70s.
Dude,
yeah,
like cartoons have been sexualized pretty much ever since anyone could draw. The second someone drew cartoon bunny, maybe somebody else came in and drew
cartoon bunny with tits, right? But I guess maybe now because of the internet this culture is more accepted. I'm just saying it's not like something wild
my problem with it is it's a show for little girls, and you know, big fat nerds got to go take it and sexualize it when it's not already sexualized.
Yeah.
You know, it's not it's not a show for.
I have to say, if that's your fantasy and you're not, I feel like, okay, maybe posting it online for everybody to see, maybe that's not okay. But if you were to edit together like your like horror edition of My Little Pony, right?
Why and would you I enjoy ever do it
at
that,
your
though?
Own leisure, I don't see how that hurts anybody. Or that's even like that. Okay, it is
it
unhealthy.
It may not. It doesn't have to hurt somebody in order for it to be like wrong and like what's wrong with you? Why do you do this?
Well,
but also these people aren't keeping it to themselves. They're, you know,
yeah,
they have their
renting out convention centers.
Yeah, they are renting out convention centers.
God, I want to go to a. Can we go? Like, when is a furry con in New York?
Ken and I were just talking about that. Yeah, the next one that we find out about, we're gonna go and we're gonna.
Yeah, let's fucking.
We're
do
gonna
it.
Record
we're
gonna for record, the podcast.
We do microphones and interviews and.
No, but like, you guys are doing this like it's a joke, and certainly
no,
it'll be fucking funny, but. I think that doing an honest portrayal of like these real people and what they really believe is fascinating. I don't think that's been done. Maybe it has. I don't know.
I think
it has like, multiple times.
I think Blake's just a closet.
They were filming a documentary at the.
I'm a fucking closet fur. Okay, it's out now. I'm an out fur.
Is that what they're called?
I'm an outie, not an innie.
Does that just mean you have to go outside to pee?
Do you know what I find is a culture that's very similar to furries?
What's that?
What?
The Insane Clown Posse.
I can see the similarities.
And Juggalos. Juggalos, if you don't know what that word means, it's fans of the Insane Clown Posse.
Fans of juggling.
It's also fans of jokes. Not boobs, now, but just actual containers now, of liquid.
Oh, I love the ones with three X's on them.
Now, if you don't know what Insane Clown...
Excuse me, guys.
If you don't know what the Insane...
That was really in tune.
If you don't know what the Insane Clown Posse is, it's a group of musicians who put out albums. They dress up in...
albums?
Yeah. They dress up like Kiss.
Every single word in the sentence is in air quotes, by the way.
They dress up in clown makeup similar to like Kiss, but they're all... they're not all extremely overweight, but...
There's two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's two of them and they're pretty overweight and most of their fans...
No, only one of them's overweight. One's kind of pretty
but
normal.
I talked to a friend of mine is also similarly fascinated, not into, but just fascinated because it's how it seems like if you look at Insane Clown Posse, most people would classify that as officially the lamest shit of all time.
Yeah, it still is.
For like two white dudes rapping in clown makeup who are overweight about like magnets and miracles.
What's the difference between Insane Clown Posse and Kiss fans about 20 years ago?
I think
20 years.
Kiss was a masculine thing. Kiss, you know,
so the, it was.
Wait, what?
Yeah, all those guys were like more or less kind of like pretty well built, and it was like a very macho thing. Insane Clown Posse is not at all macho.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
It's very macho.
It's like a rap. Like the whole rap thing is very macho to begin with.
That's true.
It's definitely not like. Like they're dressed up as clowns and doing like honking horns. They're like being like scary and like. Yeah.
Well, I don't know
they,
if you guys
they just do it so they get to see fat floppy titties.
I don't know if you guys knew this, but about and I only read I've only read a few short articles on this, but a few years ago, the Insane Clown Posse came out after all their years of like,
I think I know what you're gonna
kill
say.
Everybody and murder everybody and shoot motherfuckers, right? They came out as evangelical born-again Christians.
Right.
That's why they have that song Miracles out where they talk about magnets. How do they work? They're a fucking miracle.
Well, no. Apparently there was like a mystery like in like all their first albums.
Right.
And then,
they
like,
implied that all their, they called, were all building to this. That's why they had this one song that's like revelation. That was like the turning point.
It was God.
It turned out.
Yeah, it's like, so apparently they've
which
been.
Which ironically, if there was a God, they wouldn't allow the Insane Clown Posse to exist.
God would just be up there.
I thought you were going to say they weren't going to allow him into. No, they just wouldn't exist if there was a God.
Nope.
God would just be up there throwing down science books on top of him. He's like, this is how magnets work, you fucking idiots.
Do you know how complex your circulatory system is?
I watch Family Guy too, Blake.
Point being, fucking Insane Clown Posse.
Yeah.
No, they are legitimately fascinating to me. Like, I want to go to that, like...
That's what I'm saying. I want to go to one of these Juggalo...
You don't want to go to these Juggalo things because they get really, like, fucked up.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. They're, like, a super angry, masculine,
like it's basically,
angry,
like...
Okay,
like,
not traditionally like, masculine,
it's
but...
It's one burning cross short from a Klan rally, pretty much. Like, they're, like, violently angry and, like, racist and just like, awful people.
I remember reading...
So Blake would fit in.
I used to do this... back on the radio show, we read this article.
Burn crosses?
back when I used to do this radio show, we read an article about, you know who Tila Tequila is?
Yes. Oh, yeah, she got fucking wrecked.
Yeah, she went to one of these like ICP shows and they like fucking like attacked her and tried to kill her in her like trailer. And it was this
nightmare. But honestly, that would happen at any music festival.
That's true. She does seem like the opposite of any ICP fan.
Yeah.
But Jesus.
There was like another weird guest that they had.
But how does... MC Chris
played there.
Think about this. Our podcast is as lame as shit. If you listen to this, you're the fucking lamest person on earth. How come we don't have...
We're going
to
get a lot of listeners now.
Thanks, Blake. Thanks.
How come we don't have an ICP...
Wait, did you guys hear that? That was the numbers ticking down on our iTunes subscriptions.
How come we don't have...
No. Replace the numbers on the iTunes subscriptions with the old web counters that just spin.
How come we don't have an ICP following? Because I feel like we're just as lame as the ICP.
We will. We're only on episode 7.
How did these guys, and they're so lame, get this movie?
If you are a juggalo, call 1-845.
We need a word for our fans, and I think I got one.
Okay, what is it?
Huggalos.
Oh no!
Every time you see another fan of the Big Hot Show,
you're huggaloing it out.
Just give him a hug. Nice feel good hug.
Right now I'm a shruggalo.
like me, Blake, and Ken are doing right now. We're all hugging. You guys can't see it.
Also, our microphones are very close together.
Yeah, they're pretty much up on our faces right now.
I just leaned slightly to my left and I brushed Blake's cheek.
Gentlemen, this week coming up, it's the 4th of July.
Oh, yes, it is.
And God knows the juggalos are going to be partying. How are we going to party, though?
Oh, I am going to party by just
not hanging out with you guys.
Flinging myself off a roof.
No, but I've never had a 4th of July in New York. What's the protocol? Do people shoot fireworks? I don't imagine that happens.
Let's see.
Okay, well, here's what happens.
People, I know that's illegal, but like, come on.
Yeah, they still do it.
People still do it. It happens. Cops come in, they bust you. Like, you're more likely to get busted here. I feel like if you're out in the suburbs, like, people light off fireworks all the time. Nobody ever calls the cops on you on July 4th. Like,
My new building I moved into, it has a roof. How are they going to, if I shot off a really fucking big firework, how would they find me?
They wouldn't, period. Like, what cops do to bust you is they don't go respond to calls of people lighting fireworks. They would be busy all night. What they do is they have like checkpoints, like right now they're probably doing it. They stop cars that may be carrying fireworks and they search for them.
I didn't think of that because people probably bring them in on the street to buy.
Yeah.
Like, where are we going to find fire? Where do we go?
Chinatown.
Of course, because they invented the firework.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
No, they sell fireworks there.
They do.
You just got to know where to look.
I think during the Chinese New Year, they're like allowed to use fireworks. It's like a cultural tradition. Yeah. I mean,
cultural tradition don't trump like airline safety.
No, it's not bottle rockets. It's the firecrackers. You know, the long strings of firecrackers. That's
the sparklers.
It's a ceremonial thing. It's
like what they had in Home Alone.
God, when I was a kid, all we had was snakes. You know, you're a young kid. You couldn't. You know, your dad set off the cool stuff.
My dad just threw us into a pit of snakes.
Happy 4th of July, Blake.
No, but your dad would buy. You would get the cool fireworks, and then your dad would set off the cool ones, and you got to fucking light up the snakes. Yeah. Here you go, Blake.
I remember graduating
snakes.
Getting to the age where I could light off the big fireworks. Like right around like 13 or 14, my dad like let me buy my own fireworks and stuff. Like, keep in mind that we lived in New York, so it was illegal to buy fireworks in New York. So what we would do is we would drive about 2 hours south to the Pennsylvania border, which Pennsylvania's firework law is the following. You are allowed to sell and purchase fireworks in Pennsylvania as long as you, well, I don't know about selling. You're allowed to purchase them as long as you are not a Pennsylvania resident.
What?
And if you purchase them, you have to leave the state within 24 hours.
That's just like a fuck you law. That's like other states deal with our problem law.
It is exactly what it is. Pennsylvania did not want to lose the revenue of selling fireworks, but they didn't want their residents using fireworks. So this is
Pennsylvania's just like, man, I fucking hate New York and New Jersey.
So you go south to Pennsylvania, and as soon as you get near the border, you see fireworks, next exit. And you go there, and there's these giant fireworks stores. They're huge and they're awesome.
The best part is the packaging of the fireworks.
Oh my God.
Because they're also crazy.
They are crazy.
There's a Mac a software developer called Panic.
Yes, I was just
thinking
this.
Every year, Panic has an amazing blog about the crazy fucking fireworks they find.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
one
yeah.
year it was like a laptop.
Yeah.
It like just exploded by the exploding fake laptop.
I don't know if the listeners have been away from fireworks for a while, but firework technology has really changed in the past decade. Like,
what? Really?
This is
now
like
they
a new,
explode.
Yeah.
What did they do before?
Now they come in iPhone shapes. Now they come in the shape of Obama.
Wait, and that would not surprise me.
Yeah, that was a big seller
down
in the South.
Mississippi. There's a whole bunch of exploding Obamas down there.
There probably is. No, like the fireworks, like fireworks that you buy, like, or fireworks that they sell, they're always themed like, you know, like war, and like it, like you have like leftover like Gulf War stuff, and then there's like
yeah.
like there's like Iraqi freedom, and then there's like yeah, caters to that crowd. Caters to that.
Because those are real Americans. Real American heroes is who that caters to.
Of course. But I remember we used to purchase fireworks every summer. And there was one incident where... there's multiple incidents. Okay, three quick incidents. Number one, lighting off one of those really long sustained ones that shoot for like 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. We lit it off.
Wait,
and then,
15 minutes? That sounds incredibly dangerous.
No, it does. It's like a brick that's picked with all these fireworks and like slow.
Oh,
slow.
Yeah, I've seen this. They take 15 minutes though?
You just light the
fuse. Maybe 5, 15?
Okay, whatever, 5. But anyways, it's not like a 2 second.
That's almost a sitcom.
It's not a 2 second thing. Like, whatever.
Right, I understand.
So you light it, and, you know, you're supposed to run away. But, you know, we lit it, we go to run away, and we knock it over, and, like, the fuse is still going. It points directly at our neighbor's wooden fence.
Uh-oh.
Needless to say, fire extinguisher was involved.
Oh, no.
That was incident number one. Incident number two, bottle rockets, you stick them in a bottle, light them, they go straight up. Bottle rockets, you lay them down in the street, light them, and they go wherever you want them to go.
Did you guys know you can cut a bleach bottle and then you can just use that as a fire a bottle rocket launcher? You can shove as many as them you want in there.
Oh yeah. But we would lay them down in the street and just launch them down the street, and they would mostly go straight, but also most of the time they'd also like veer sideways and hit other people's windows. Third incident, piece of pipe like a bazooka straight into a busy street.
That was like Grand Theft Auto.
Except it was all more bottle rockets. We had a loader like lighting them in the back, and we were just shooting them constantly.
You sound like a terrorist.
Yeah.
This doesn't sound like American fun.
All before 9/11, all of these incidents. Yeah. So.
You
misfired and hit the Twin Towers, and that was that.
After 9/11, we really ramped up our game because we didn't want to be upstaged.
Yeah. What about you, Matt? You got any wild 4th of July stories?
Well, I know you're talking about New York 4th of July.
Yeah, because I feel like, what's it going to be like? Because I live in a pretty, like,
it's going to be awful.
Wild neighborhood.
Yeah, my last two 4th of Julys were awful.
Oh, jeez. Our last 4th of July, that's right, me and you went to the same thing. Or we were both over at your apartment, I think. Or
it was called the Mermaid Parade.
No, you were at Christian's. I was in Hoboken.
Oh, I thought you were with us.
No,
right. I'm sorry.
No. Oh, it was terrible, though. But, so my first 4th of July in New York, we were having a picnic in the Brooklyn Bridge Park outside.
Right.
And this guy comes and starts hanging out with us, and nobody knows him, but I didn't know that. And so we were talking with him, and my friend Lydia is there, and her friend from England just flew in, and we were all making fun of him because, you know, we won. And it was Independence Day. So the dude that wandered up to us, he's like, do you guys want to come watch the fireworks with me in the city? And we were like, all right, because, you know, it was on the East River, and the Hudson River, we were on the East River. Yeah. And it turns out that he worked at Saatchi & Saatchi. Have you guys heard of this place?
No.
I don't know.
It's like a huge advertising firm, and they have like one of the tallest skyscrapers in New York.
Wow.
And we got on the roof, and there was only like 10 other people up there.
Nice.
And I have pictures like from the roof. Like the fireworks look tiny. We were above the fireworks.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Now, it seems like that's a pretty good strategy. Like, if you just so happen to stumble onto the right drunk guy,
yeah. So I'm gonna Facebook message him and see what he's up to this 4th of July.
I haven't talked to him in three years. I've definitely been that guy before. Of like, oh, these are my new friends. What's up, guys?
If you have
all my friends don't like me anymore. Let me go find new ones.
If you have an opportune spot to watch the fireworks in New York City, call 1-845.
There's no way I'm posting this before 4th of July. Fuck you. If you got any 4th of July stories, let us know.
Yeah, we want to hear your stories.
We're rounding up near to an hour now, so why don't we, voicemails!
Voicemails. Right. Mails made
it's
out of voices.
Favorite part of the show.
The voice of mails.
Gentlemen, it's time for voicemails. We got one this week. I don't know who it's from. Let's find out.
Hey, Big Hot Show. My name's Steve, and I actually am a cut Jew. But that's besides the point. The reason I'm calling is to call out our friend Ken here for his stance on video game violence. Because Ken is a hypocrite. Ooh. I seem to remember playing a game called Saints Row 3 with Ken cooperatively. And at the end of our quest, as we completed our missions, Ken beat me to death with a giant dildo and then jumped off a cliff. Or jumped off a skyscraper.
This wasn't in the game.
Either way, it was pretty brutal. Clearly, Ken gets off on that kind of stuff. He's a violent guy. Deep down, he knows it. So, yeah, Ken's a hypocrite and a bastard. See you later.
I think Steve's right.
Okay, my favorite part of that call is how Steve called in, and the first thing he said was his penis status.
When you call in 1-845 cut Jew, let us know your penis.
How hard are we talking
cut,
right now?
Cut or uncut?
Let us know if you're Jewish. I can say 100% that what he said is true, that I did beat him to death.
We not to bring this back up. We love violence.
We do love violence.
We love it.
But
we love cutting Jews.
I said,
Whoa, Hitler. Whoa.
Okay, whoa. I'm sorry. Maybe that's just me.
I never said, I said that people love violence and never said that that was wrong. I said that.
All right, Mr. Dildo Bat. All right. We've heard from Steve the truth.
What I said was a culture of violence begets violence.
Oh my God. All right. Well, here's your nectar and ambrosia, fucking Aristotle. Well, wait, here's your hemlock, Aristotle.
And here's your new game from Ambrosia.
It was Socrates with the hemlock.
Okay, Aristotle's his son or kid or fucking student, whatever. Point being, if you want to leave us voicemail, call us 845-A-CUT-JEW. It's official now. Yes. Not even saying the other one.
Yeah, fuck the other one. Yeah. What was the other one?
Oh, you can also,
we haven't said the other one since like the second podcast.
Also, guys, if you want to leave us any email, it's feedback@bighotshow.com. And I think that does about it.
Follow us on Twitter.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Where do you guys, tweet towns?
Our tweet towns?
Yeah, okay, what's your tweet town?
My tweet town is twitter.com/Xbox Live Support.
I'm at Blake Buck. Ken?
I'm. You don't have to say the at on Twitter. I'm a huge nine, A-H-U-J-9.
And I'm at Blake Buck. No, I'm just kidding. I'm CheeseGod69.
All right. Well, I feel like that does it this week. A delightful show, gentlemen.
Let's put a bullet in this one.
Yeah. So from all of us here at the Big Hot Show, which is not the best damn podcast ever, I'm Blake Buck.
I'm under a rug.
And I'm the Big Hot Show. Wait, fuck.
And we'll see you next time.